speak to either the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI-4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI-4DOS. Now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call. Content remain on the net for the rag chew portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag chew portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater tonight. We'll go through those first, and then we'll go over stations. KC4PLT, that's Mr. Richard, he's in Pendergrass, Georgia. And KF4CKT, that's Mr. John, he's down there in Honeypath. And KC4WGG, that's Mr. Patrick, he's over in Rome, Georgia. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus, he's in Newland, North Carolina. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mel, he's down there in Prosperity. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew, he's in Simpsonville. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don, and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're down there in Piedmont. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's in Simpsonville. And NC9V, that's Mr. Leon, and his sweet bride, KE4DXJ, that's Miss Wendy, from Hendersonville. And K4HNR, that's Mr. Connor over in Greenville. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up there at Table Rock. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott over in Greenville. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid, he's up there in Fletcher. And KQ4ZWS, that's Miss Christine up in Travers Rest. And K4GAT, that's Mr. Mike, he's down in Simpsonville. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. Really do appreciate all of you fine folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. If you're listening, I hope all of y'all are doing well. I don't have any Echolink stations up at the moment, so we'll go over to the RF check-ins. Starting with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Kilo 4, Echo KO4EG. Name is Chad, location is Campobello. I'll be in and out tonight, Gary. Thank you for calling and answering.
Please check in WG4MC. This is Matt, Western Greenville County, B Native and Native, 73 to you and all the net.
KF4DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. We're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
4DOS, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
K4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4 NUE. That's Mr. Chad. He's over there in Tampa Bello. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chad. Hope you're doing well. And WG4 MC. That's Mr. Matt. He's over in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. Hope you're doing well. And KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick. KK4DMW, they're down there in Piedmont. And Miss Lorena brings along their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. She's down in Ware Shoals. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Miss Lorena. Please tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing well. And KO4PXB, that's Mr. Lloyd. He's down in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. The next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary and Joy, and please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango, Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Bernice said to tell you hi. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative, sir.
4DOS. Hello, Gary. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. KO4QOG, this is Chris from Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative. Hey, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
Yes. Please check in and out KO4 Sierra Mike Victor. Good evening, Dale and Ellenboro. Good evening, Gary, and tell Joy we said hello.
KOF. Good evening, Gary. Please check in. W4SBX, that's Whiskey 4 Sierra Bravo X-ray Brad in Simpsonville. And I'll stick around and listen.
ODOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to N0TR. That's Mr. Tom. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Please tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hey, Bernice. Hope all of y'all are doing well. And thanks for relaying that. Next, we got my other brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, KO4QLG, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you are doing well. And KK4SMV, Mr. Dale, up there in Ellenboro. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dale. Hope you're doing well. Please tell Miss Susan we said hello. Hope y'all are doing good. At W4SBX, Mr. Brad, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brad. Sounding good up this way. I appreciate you being with us. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Number one, please check in and out. KI4VLW Randy. KJ4CRL Linda in Asheville.
4DOS. Enjoy and everyone on the net. Thank you for calling it. Please check in N4ZLK November 4th. No traffic, no table.
Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel, Yankee. It's Jim in Berea, negative and negative. Thanks for calling it tonight, Gary.
Oh. Whiskey 4, Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land was. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KI4VLW. That's Mr. Randy and his sweet bride, KJ4CRL. That's Miss Linda. They're up there in Asheville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Randy. Please tell Miss Linda we said hello. Hope both y'all are doing well. And N4ZLK, that's Mr. Shane. He's up there in Cleveland. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. Please tell Miss Beth we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KO4YHY, Mr. Jim on RF tonight over there in Berea. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. He's got into the repeater tonight, Jim. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you're doing well. And W4WOZ, that's Mr. Rod over there in the land of Waz. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rod. Hope you are doing well. Got an Echo Lake station up. Echo Lake stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, hey, Gary. Check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, Gary, all on the net. Negative, negative. And do be sure, Gary, and tell Miss Joy that we say hello.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my buddy, Stephen, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Please tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well, and I'll relay your message in there to Joy. Additional stations in the Uniform True Zulu Group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Go around the corner to the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta Group, A through D, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4DOS. In Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha Charlie Romeo, KR4ACR. Terry in Moore, South Carolina, negative and negative. Good evening.
Let's check in Kilo Romeo 4, Delta Bravo Romeo. KR4DBR, that's Bo and Easley. I'll be hanging around for the end.
Net control. America, Japan 4, Echo November. I'm in the mobile, Gary, and I'll be listening.
KF4BBJ, Kilo Fox 4, Bravo Victor Juliet, Terry and Taylor. Check me in and out. Good evening, everybody.
W4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Please tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KR4ACR. That's Mr. Terry. He's over in Moore. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Terry. Hope you're doing well. And KR4DBR, that's my neighbor Bo over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bo. Hope you're doing well. And AJ4EN, Mr. Bobby, down there in the mobile somewhere around Aura, somewhere down that way. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bobby. You be careful out there on the mobile. And KF4BVJ, that's Mr. Terry over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Terry. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DLS. Come on up to the next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DLS.
And on to that, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX, that's Patrick. Up here in Penrose, and Gary, I have no comment, no traffic tonight, but please tell Joy, at least I said hello, and we'll talk to you tomorrow after surgery.
For DOS. Gary, please check in, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Canada, North Carolina. We'll be negative and negative, and we'll pray for you, Patrick. Thanks, Gary.
for DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to Mr. Patrick, KO4HKX, up there in Penrose. Patrick, you're a little nervous tonight. I know they're a young man, but everything's going to work out just fine. Look forward to talking to you after everything is over with tomorrow. Please tell Miss Elise we said hello, and I'll relay your message in there to Joey. And then we got TC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry. He's up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Additional stations, Echo Sioux Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DIS. Please check in Kilo Romeo 4 Echo 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 KR4EEE break from Hendersonville, currently in Walhalla. Negative and negative.
KOS. Miss Joy, all on the net. Hope y'all are doing well tonight. Always good to hear you call the net on Wednesday night for us, Gary. If you will, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville. No traffic other than wish Patrick well tomorrow. Looking forward to the update post-surgery, Patrick. We'll be thinking about you and praying for you. 7-3 to everyone on the net.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening, KR4EEE. That's Mr. Brayton. He's down here in Walhalla tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brayton. Hope you are doing well. You have a safe trip to the house. Be careful. We don't want nothing to happen to you. And then we got AK4HR, Mr. Mike, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mike. Please tell Miss Angela. Let's go up now to the patient group on a Wednesday night, the India through Lima group, I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, Opponents Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. Hope you are doing well. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. And she's in the other room. She was working a puzzle or something when I came in here. In the India through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. Up to the big group, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Check in, Kilo Juliet 4, Quebec Alpha Sierra, KJ4 QAS. The name is Tom. I'm located in Franklin County, Georgia. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling in net.
DOS. Gary, please check in WB4ZPH. That's Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative. DOS. Net. Please check in KC4SKB Larry. KG4AHS Rhonda, both easily, no traffic, and no comments tonight, Gary. And also, I want to check in Randall N9TEC in Asheville, and KF4GGF Charlie in Goose Creek. I hope you're having a good evening, Gary. Good evening to you and everybody on the net. KC4SKD.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KJ4QAS, Mr. Tom, down there in Franklin County, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tom. Hope you are doing well. And WB4ZPH, Mr. David, over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. Hope you are doing well. And KC4SKD, that's my neighbor Larry, and his sweet bride, KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. Neighbors of mine over here in Easley. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Rhonda we said hello. When Larry brings along his two brothers in TEC. That's Mr. Randall of Nashville. And KF4GGF, that's Mr. Charlie Denner in Goose Creek. Appreciate y'all, you bringing Randall and Charlie along there, Larry. And Larry, you made number 50 on the log, so you won the door prize tonight there, young man. Do appreciate all y'all being with us, and when you talk to Randall and Charlie, tell them we said hello from this up on this end. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Yes, Gary, good evening and good night for everybody. This is Kilo Victor 4, Nancy Charlie, Mobile, and KQ4HEL, Alex. We're Mobile in Greenville on our way to Traveler Rest, so we're going to be along for the ride.
DOS, Romeo 4, Charlie Hotel, Lima, Dub, at Delta Uniform Bravo, Dub in Mars Hill. Please check me in and out. Thank you.
DOS and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KV4NC, Mr. Gabriel, out there on the mobile, headed towards Traveler's Rest. He brings along his son, Alex, KQ4HEL. Also mobile out there. Gabriel, you and Alex, be careful. Appreciate y'all taking the time to be with us tonight. And again, hope y'all are doing well and be careful out there on the mobile. And then we've got KR4CHL. That's Dub up there in Mars Hill. Good signal into the repeater from Mars Hill there, Dub. Appreciate you being with us, and I hope you are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Gary, if you would be so kind, please check in KQ4WHN. Kilo, Quebec 4, Whiskey Hotel, November. My name is Mark. I'm in Greer. And I'll be negative and negative because the wife wants to catch up on some TV.
WDOS. Again, old Stacy, N4OBQ, down here in Anderson, South Carolina. Good evening to you.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KQ4WHN, Mr. Mark over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mark. Hope you are doing well. And, Mark, you better go watch some TV. You don't want to find out how hard those rolling pins are. We're doing that on your head there, young man. Take care of your bride. And tell her we said hello. And then we got a voice from the past here, N4OVQ, Mr. Stacy Denner and Anderson. Stacy, I hadn't heard you in a long time there, young man. You're going to have to put that HF microphone down and pick up this 2-meter every once in a while. Let us know you're still kicking there, over.
I'm still kicking, but yeah, I have to do that, over.
All right, buddy. Good hearing you tonight. Hope you are doing well. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us on a Wednesday night. Any others all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Nice to hear you on a Wednesday night. It always is. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
Internet. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry. And his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Please tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Pause normally means we got everybody for the time being, so this is KI4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chute portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS.
DOS. See, this is W4SBX, Brad here in Simpsonville. Antron 99 we took down, I haven't had nobody come pick it up yet, so I'd like to advertise it, just get a little bit of money out of it. I'd say about $25 just to get it out the yard. That's all, Gary. Thank you.
Got my pistol smoking there, young man. You have an Antron 99. That's a 10-meter antenna. I missed the price on it. Give me that price again. I don't want to make a mistake.
Yeah, I'm not even sure what to ask for it. I just said $25 just to help me get it out of the yard.
Put that down. $25 for an Antron 99. That's a good price on that antenna. And folks can reach you via email, and you're good on QRZ with your email address, right?
Yeah, roger that. Or my phone number is 864-201-0729.
Phone number is 864-201-0729, correct?
Thank you.
I want to do the fills on this Antron 99 that Brad just listed. But now, Brad, we'll run this for a few weeks when you sell this antenna. If you don't mind, let me know. And that way I can take it off my book on this end. Anyone else with anything else they would like to add or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS.
DOS. For PFI, Gary. Linko 32-ounce switching power supply that I turned it on the other morning and it didn't come on. I checked the fuse on the back and it's not blown. So I don't know exactly what's wrong with it, but I have replaced it. If someone would like to have this, I'll give it to them. It powers up. I know it comes on because my lamp over there kind of blinks a little bit when I first turn it on. But somebody out there that's got them know-hows that I don't have, maybe they can fix it and use it. But it's free if somebody wants it.
And folks get in touch with you.
You can call me on area code 864-845-7031.
You have an Alenco 32-amp switching power supply that you turned on and it didn't do its hickey. You said the fuse is good in the back of it, and you think it comes on. The lights are blinking a little bit, so you know it's doing something. But if anybody wants it the way it is free for the asking, and they can repair it. And if hopefully they can repair it, shouldn't be much wrong with it. And they can reach you at 864-845-7031, correct?
Affirmative, that's correct.
Got one whack. Something's happening. I got a smart pencil, you know it?
Just a minute. Now, I know you, Gary. Been knowing you for years. And that pencil ain't what's smart. And I think that other hand is running it ain't that smart either. You're going to kill me next time you see me, ain't you?
Goodness, no. Well, you know, as long as I'm alive, you've got the ugliest man in the world.
over the years, we've had a lot of fun together, I guarantee you. Well, you enjoy. Have a good night there. I'm folding up. How about that? Going to bed. KG4 PFI.
Okay, darling. Well, don't let nothing fall off. You and Miss Linda have a wonderful day. Linda, good hearing you in the background there, young lady. Got to get down there and see y'all. But anybody, if you want to catch him real quick before he goes to put it between the sheets, he has an Elenco 32-amp switching power supply that does not come on right now. He said it is free. If you would like to have it to work on and see if you can get the power up, does anyone need any fuels?
Is the same as yours?
It's just about the same as mine, except his got meters on it, I think.
Yeah, this is just more fancier, but it's the same board. Just resolder the capacitors and the choke for the oscillator, and that will be it. It's going to be working again.
We do appreciate your information there. And, they're not as complicated as a lot of people think. They're not that hard to work on. I've repaired and got working, and it's sitting over there just to do it is hickey. But anyway, Don, thanks for listening out with us. We'll, as usual, run this for a few weeks. When you get rid of this item, if you don't mind, let me know. That way I can take it back off my book. Anyone else with anything else they would like to add or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, this is Gary, this is Don again. I forgot to give you the model number on this thing, on this power supply. It's a DM330MV.
It's an Elenco DM Delta Mike 330 Mike Victor.
That is correct.
We appreciate it. And, Don, we have had a lot of fun over the years. And we're going to keep on having fun for a few more years, I hope, over.
More than a few years.
We'll stretch it too far.
You enjoy. Thank you for calling in at KG4 PFI Clear.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item we got on the swap net book is for sale. It's a Heil. It's made especially for ICOM rigs. It's a boom mic. It comes complete with the boom, the microphone, the spider suspension, the vibration isolator, the foam windsock, and the cable. And they would like $75 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? It is for sale. It's an Innovato Quadra World Clock. This is a nice little piece of equipment that you can hook up to your computer or a TV screen or something, a monitor of some kind. It shows the gray line and all kinds of other information on there. Put your call sign up there and hold 9 yards. They would like $60 for it. Does anyone need any fuels?
Hey, Gary, just wanted to mention that is brand new. I think I paid like $75. It's still in the plastic. I bought two by mistake. I'm using one, and I have that one. And it also does, like, logging software and other things. I've not figured that out myself, but just wanted to let you know that it does more than just ham clock.
Got one here, Bad, myself. It's sitting up here on the shelf. I've got it hooked up, and it displays all kinds of stuff on there. I hadn't figured it all out either. But I hadn't played with it a whole lot, but I'll get with it one of these days. But I do appreciate the extra information. DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT65. That's a dual band HT. This is new in the box. And it would like $150 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? What they're looking for, I got a fellow looking for the top cover for an MFJ 989 antenna tuner. His cover got either misplaced or messed up or whatever. He had it rack mounted and he took it out of the rack, and now he wants to cover it back up. He's looking for the top cover for an MFJ 989 antenna tuner. And if you've got a complete unit that you want to part with, he said he may consider buying the whole unit. Does anyone need any fuels? It's for sale. It's an Ameritron AL811. That's an HF amplifier. He said new, it costs $1,400. He said to make him an offer on it. Does anyone need any fuels? Is for sale. Fella has three brand new matched 811A tubes. He said new, they cost $150. He said to make him an offer on those. Does anyone need any fuels? Is for sale. It's an MFJ 962. That's a 1.5 kW antenna tuner. It's a manual antenna tuner. He said new, it costs $269. He said to make him an offer on it. Does anyone need any fuels? Let's see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Oh, man, Gary.
Hey, Bart.
That antenna tuner, what was it again?
The last one I read,
Brandon, I don't know if you remember him or not, he told me to mention to anybody that was looking for an antenna tuner to look on QRZ.com. You know, it's called his W4BSS, and he's put an AT5K, it's a PowerStar, AT5K manual tuner. I didn't know if it was the same thing that fella was going, because I wasn't paying attention, Grant.
It's not the PowerStar. This is an MFJ antenna tuner, Bobby.
If anybody's interested, I just seen it on here. He says shipped $900, packed up and ready to go. $900. It's a PowerStar AT5K. And looks pretty good. And Brandon usually takes care of his stuff. So if anybody might be interested, just let them know.
Okay, buddy, I'll do it. And when you talk to Brandon, tell him I said hello. I hadn't seen him. Oh, gosh, it's been a couple of years since I seen him down there at Greenwood.
Up the ham fest. I don't understand it, but it is what it is. But anyway, I hadn't seen a bunch of y'all either. I'd love to see y'all. Anyway, I'm going to stand by and let you get back with it. I wasn't paying attention, but anyway, I apologize. AJ4EN, I'm at the house now.
Okay, Bobby, no problem there, young man. Do appreciate you, and you take care. Glad you made it home safe. SKI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up on the SwapNet book is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-570D. That's a HF transceiver, and he would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Up is for sale. It's an Astron 70-amp power supply. It's 220-volt power supply. $500 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Is for sale. It's a PowStar antenna tuner. He didn't give me the model on this antenna tuner. He would like $1,200 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Item up is for sale. It's a Tar Heel 200 HP screwdriver antenna. Comes with a top hat, a 6-foot stinger, and a truck mount. And he would like $675 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? The map is looking for, a fellow's got an MFJ 994C automatic antenna tuner. It just quit working, and he's looking for someone that can repair or would repair his antenna tuner. It's an MFJ 994C automatic antenna tuner. Does anyone need any fuels? Map is for sale. It's an Astron SS18. That's a switching power supply. He said, it looks and works as brand new. He said, to make him an offer on it. Does anyone need any fuels? Yep, is for sale. It's a roof mount tower. It's 12 to 15 feet tall. It's aluminum. It's got steel steps on it, they said. He said, to make him an offer on it. Yep, is for sale. It's an Ameritron 811H. It's the high-powered 811. It has 572B tubes in it instead of the 811s. Has brand-new rocker switches and LED lights on it. He went through and redid all of that and put brand-new tubes in it, and he would like $700 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? We got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is looking for, got a fellow looking for a power pole distribution strip. He didn't ask how many terminals, or tell me how many terminals he wanted on it, but he's wanting to hook it up to where he can switch it from a power supply over to a battery and that sort of stuff to run his radios. He likes to unplug everything when a storm comes through, so he's looking for a power pole distribution strip. Does anyone need any fuels? To conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight, appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Those that listed items, we'll run those for a few weeks. When you sell or find or give away these items, let me know, and that way I can keep my book straight on this end. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Everybody signed up for Rag Chew unless I missed them. If I missed anyone for comments, is there anyone that would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS.
KJ4BK, Kilo, Juliet 4, Bravo, Kilo, and Jacko in Rock Hill. Bill, that's the man, enjoy it. I like it, thanks. Y'all have a blessed one, man. Take care. K4BK, be clear.
Gotcha, KJ4BKI up there at Rock Hill. Do appreciate you being with us tonight, Jack. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Good signal into the repeater. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
Control. And now, Whiskey Port, India, Yankee, India, Robert, and Rock Hill.
Robert, you got a good signal in to the repeaters from Rock Hill as well. W4IYI, Mr. Robert up there in Rock Hill. Appreciate you being with us there, young man. Hope you're doing well. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. To wrap it up, I'll submit my net report here electronically, and then we'll close the net out. Had a grand total of 62 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. And y'all come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling. Give him a good dose of Rider's Cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will return. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS clear.
OS KK4JBQ.
Hey, Larry.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to make a comment here having to do with your procedures, you might say. Your net report, as reported by the software that Dave is running, was completely obliterated by the interference, and the fact that you have always, I think it's to your credit, always repeated, there you have it, folks, and repeated the number of your check-ins. Well, it might not matter to a lot of people, but I record that every night, and I have for years. It's just a matter of making my log book complete. It's a little thing. But I appreciate you. And why you had to leave South on the radio. This is KK4JBQ. Back to you, Gary.
Well, did you say you dick, man?
Well, hey, I do appreciate that there, young man. Really do. Not a problem there. That's just something that I started doing, you know, a long time ago. And continue on with it, and, you know, technology's great in a lot of ways, and other ways it's just real aggravating. But I want everybody out there at Radio Land to know how many we had, and, you know, because the folks out there at Radio Land are the ones that make the net. Yeah, it's not the net controllers or what goes on other than that. It's all the folks that check in with us. Could you imagine sitting here calling the net and not have any check-ins? I don't believe I could talk for more than 10 minutes.
That would be a funny to-do. It sure would. I remember, I think, one night, oh, it could have been 10 years or so ago, when it was wintertime, and somebody had an accident. It's one of the few times I've ever witnessed an actually emergency reported. And don't you know, I believe there were three hams that were listening to that, and they all three reported to the scene and helped him get his vehicle out of from under the mess that he got into, and saw to it that he got home safely. Now, they took care of his vehicle later on, but it was off the road, out of harm, and he was given a chauffeur's ride to his own home. And I was so proud of this hobby. When he was using his radio mobile, you see. And I was just so proud that he got home safe that night. I felt real good about all the times that all of us are aware that we are perhaps the last chance anybody's got, you know. And, well, just wanted to repeat one of the real life things that happened. You may have been aware of that too, or some others maybe you could share.
A lot of them, Larry, really have. I can't recall all of them. Too many to remember. But, you know, we're kind of a close-knit community, and we try to help out. I remember one year, Bob, ND7J, up there in Etowah. Somebody's car broke down up there on 25, and it was snowing to beat the band, and he came down from Hendersonville, came down the mountain to help them out. And they were up there above Traveler's Rest somewhere up on 25, and he came down and helped them out, and I thought that was pretty fantastic in itself, you know. He getting out, risking himself and his vehicle coming down the mountain, then he had to turn and go back up it. But that's just one more instance. There's been a lot of others. You know, Joey's got a little weeks ago. It says, when all else fails, amateur radio.
That's a good one. I really hope people who are not aware of all the ins and outs of the hobby, that they can have some feeling for what she's saying there, that in the event that you don't have another thing to reach for. I can only remember one time that happened I was not a ham at the time, back home in Tennessee. There was this awful ice storm, you see, and then a little bit of fluffy snow on top of that. Now that sucker is sweet and slick. Well, I knew this to be true, and I knew I was coming up to an intersection of another road directly. Well, I don't know quite how to describe it. It's the shape of a T, you know, and the road that I was coming to, it was going to the right and going to the left. Well, when it was going to the right, it was going uphill. And when it was going to the left, it was going downhill. That's the lay of the road. And my road was, you know, level, and I was going slow, slow as I could get my car to go. And, you know, when I got right there to where I should begin to stop, I had no stop, none left, nothing on the pedal. So I ran the nose of the car right into that embankment. There was an embankment right where the road was cut. And I ran the car right into the embankment, and here I am. The road that intersects is going up to my right and down to my left. Now I thought to myself, a car is going to come along, and with the road conditions the way they were, they would have no possible way to avoid me. They wouldn't see me until they were right on top of me. And then they had no brakes. So, well, I just prayed and did the rocking back and forth, rocking back and forth. It was an automatic transmission, and that's about all you can do. Rocking it back and forth. You know, I got that thing to rock violently enough that I got myself out of that. And when I did, I just got out, sat down on the road, and cried. I'm not ashamed of saying that I broke it. I was sure that it was my life or my car or something that night. Well, I took advantage of your ear, I think, because you've had a lot worse. But you're welcome to tell one if you need to.
Well, Larry, I'm glad that you got out of that safely. I really am. Refresh my memory. You lived over in kind of western Tennessee over there. Johnson City, Kingsport, in that area?
The two towns I lived, I was born in Kingsport. So you got the towns correct. The three cities that are right there in a little triangle are Johnson City, Bristol, and Kingsport. Yeah, but it's East Tennessee. West Tennessee is, oh gosh, Tennessee, you know, is a very long state. I heard when I was a kid, and I've always remembered this, that if you had a map and you outlined and cut out the shape of Tennessee on that map and then took a pen and stuck where Tennessee is, okay, now you can move it. You can swing it on that pin, you know, and it would stick up into Canada. Tennessee, if you turn it up vertical, it would stick up into Canada. I've always remembered that. I have no idea how long Tennessee is, but it's a long state. You've probably driven the whole length of it, haven't you?
I got my directions mixed up. Memphis is over there in West Tennessee. Nashville's up out in the middle, you know, and I'm very familiar with that area up there around Bristol, Johnson City, Kingsport. A lot of other little towns around, you know, Greenville, Morristown, oh gosh, there's just a whole bunch of them. And not far from that area. You know, but Newport's not that far from there either, you know, and Newport's got a good repeater, and I can't remember exactly where that repeater is. Ed, K4KK, used to live over in Greer. He moved back to Tennessee. He told me about that repeater in Knoxville, and Joy was going to Nashville, and you know, I told him, I said, well, you know, I hate losing contact with her so quick. And Ed said, get on this repeater, and he said, you can talk to her until she gets to the other side of Knoxville. And I said, you're kidding. He said, no. And so I got on that other repeater. Yeah, we talked on 6-1 till she got up by Asheville, and we switched over to the Newport repeater, and we talked to her all the way to the other side of Knoxville. I thought that was pretty neat, and yeah, there again, another ham come in and told me about a repeater that he knew of that I was not aware of.
That's a different part of the hobby. There's just so many parts and pieces to this hobby. Nobody can get bored. Keeping one on in the car or in the truck, if you happen to be on the road quite a bit for your living. The range, the legal range on the car, and the fact you put any antenna you want to or you can manage on the thing would allow you to, well, get off the continent, I suppose, you know. It wouldn't surprise me if somebody with a nice rig, you know, that's a wonderful ground plane, I suppose, with a decent antenna on it could get across the pond while mobile. Do you think that's possible?